Cities. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all entrepreneurs help each other, and that's what it is. I'm here tonight. My co-host, Mr. Dukes, is not around this evening, but my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, I think.
Yeah, the way I look at it, it's a good day anyway. We're on this side of the turf. We're above ground. We're breathing air. It's a good day.
All righty. But for those of you not aware of the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Now you have an idea in terms of what this show is all about. I'm in the process of trying to log on to something else. But tonight, we have something special for you entrepreneurs tonight. When it comes to entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, I'm going to dedicate the show tonight to... Hold on just for a second for you entrepreneurs. How to find money if you are starting up your business, or if you have a business and trying to figure out a way to start it up. So that's what I am going to be talking about tonight. And so, Mr. Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, good sir. We got a lot to get to and a lot to dive into tonight.
Yes, we do, and I'm trying to log on to my other account as well all at the same time. But
multitasking can be a very tough thing to do if you're not used to it.
Yes, and that's what I'm doing. I hear some noise in the background back there. But okay. Now that's a little bit better.
Yeah, that's what happens. We still have other people that are conversing out in the lobby of our studios here in Clearwater. That was that extra noise you heard coming through my microphone.
Okay. So anyway, many of you entrepreneurs you have an idea, you have a business thought, product or service, and you think about the idea, but you figure out that somehow you don't have enough money or you need money. And so I have a list of ways that you can gain money that I'm going to go through so that you can understand different ways of finding the money that you need and those types of things. And so that's what I'm going to be going through. And if any of you have any questions, we're live on YouTube right now. You can go watch us. If you choose to give us a call, the number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. I'll be more than happy to have some of your questions or any answers or anything that you may want to contribute that has to do with helping entrepreneurs to find the dollars that they might need and any sources or resources that you may know of. So that's what I think we'd like to talk about. So I'm going to start out with the number one, and then we're going to go to a break. But I'm going to, these aren't necessarily in any kind of order, although I did get these off the internet. But one of the most popular ways of getting money, depending on where you are within your business, is to get an SBA loan. Okay, an SBA loan is like a government loan that's used to help companies to start up their business. And by starting up your business, they will offer as much as $50,000, I see, in order to help a small business to get started and to go from there. And they also offer something that's called a microloan that starts around $13,000 for those of you just looking for ways just to get started. And because there's always ways of finding resources that can direct you to the money. So the first thing I'm going to suggest is for all of you entrepreneurs out there, one of the things that you want to do is ask as many people as you can if they know where you can find the financing. And just listen to whatever they tell you. Don't expect all of them to know, depending on who you're asking. But ask as many as you can, because many people use different sources or resources in terms of gathering the dollars that they need to start their business. And so my suggestion is to just start asking the question to almost everyone that you run into, where can you find some financing?
Yeah, but my question is, wouldn't the size of the financing also depend on the size of the business you're trying to get into? Like, for example, if I wanted to, say, run a shoe store as compared to running a used car lot, for sake of argument.
Well, as an entrepreneur, you probably won't start out with a car lot, but right. It's possible. But either way.
Yeah, I was just doing that as an example of, like, the size of the two businesses that I wanted to start.
The size is based on the thought that you have and what you think should go into it that would help you to get started.
Okay.
So it's for entrepreneurs. So most likely entrepreneurs may have enough to start a car lot or a car business. I'm not sure, but either way, it's how do you find something somewhere? And there may be ways of getting the dollars based on the resources that you talk to that will allow you to do that. But anyway, but stay tuned. You're going to hear a word from our sponsor. This is Gene Hodge here with the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Hey, Tampa. Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And that's how we start off and start out with sharing ways to help all of you entrepreneurs out there that are trying to get started. How do you find money? So I'm talking about ways where you can find the startup dollars that you might need from various resources. I got a whole list of them. And I'm just going to go through some of these and to have you think about it. I started out by talking about the SBA, Small Business Administration, their program that would allow you to get up to $50,000, and some of it you can go all the way from, I'm going to say, I don't know, $5,000 up to $50,000 just to get your business off the ground. Now, what that requires is for you to think about, what do you need? How are you going to use the money? How much money do you need to get things off the ground so that you have something to tell people, this is how much you need based on the product or service that you are planning to have. So once you go through those numbers, which requires you to go through some numbers, you must have a way of supporting what it is that you need and why you need that amount. But that's what you want to tell people, that you're looking to raise or get this much money. So using SBA loans is just one of many resources. I got a whole list of resources that I'm going to go through, but that's just one of the resources that we have. And I said we have, it's really not we, it's one of the resources that are out there for you to go find some possible financing. Anyway, the next one is something that's called a microloan. Okay, microloan is it's sort of outside of the SBA, but it's a microloan, and it's a loan that's used to help organizations that have missions, possibly not-for-profit organizations, things that you're starting up, and so that you can get a microloan to get your project or business off the ground. And so that's a different type of loan than the SBA loan, because of different terminology. So it's very important to know that there are many different loans out there for ways that you can get some. And what I'm doing is I'm just mentioning some of the words and the language that you can use in terms of getting that type of loan. So that's what I like to have you say. That's what I like to have you think about for that. And let's see. Anyway, so Matt, have you ever thought about getting a loan?
I have, but not to start up my own business yet. I've had to take out loans for other things like my education, my wheels.
Oh, okay. Those are things the average person does.
Yeah, but if you're talking in terms of an entrepreneurship, no, not yet.
Okay. Now, you can also also get a personal loan. A personal loan for you that may come out of your bank or credit union or something like that, where you can, whereby you can just go in and say you want a loan.
All right.
And that amount could be any amount from a minimum, from any minimum. I'm going to say whatever that minimum might be.
So it could be anything from a minimum of $20 to a minimum of $20,000.
Right, depending on your credit and background, but right. You definitely could probably get something for, I don't know, $100, $500, $1,000. Based on your personal business deals that you have with a credit union or a bank.
Okay.
So that's another way of getting some startup dollars. It doesn't have to be a lot, but it's something that'll help get you going.
It's not even so much if I wanted to start up my own business. Let's say for the sake of discussion, a friend of mine wants to start up their own small business, and they want me to be able to chip in as how do I put this?
Partner.
Exactly. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah, your partner. Yeah, partnership's important. Yeah.
So would that be kind of the same thing you're talking about, or is that a different subset of it?
No, it's similar.
Okay.
The difference is you as an individual can get access to dollars.
Okay.
And two individuals can be used to get two different accesses two different ways. But you also could team up and form some sort of a partnership, so you're acting as one.
All right.
Yeah, and so those are ways that all that can happen. Because possibly you both have some personal dollars that you can get access to, and maybe there's a way that you can leverage that by getting a small loan, and then you go for a bigger loan, like with the SBA or something, once you form your company. Okay, once you have enough to put your company together, all the paperwork and stuff like that, then you can go after larger loans.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's just something to think about that a lot of people are not aware of. That was a great question. Now, there's also grants. Yeah. So grants are always out there somewhere. Grants, you don't have to pay back.
Real, how is that much different than taking a loan out for? So let's say I get a grant to be able to start like my own bar,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be able to take out a loan for the same thing. What's the difference?
Oh, you got to have some sort of background to get a loan out of.
So they're gonna check like credit scores, FICO reports, all that stuff.
Not with grants, most likely.
No,
not with grants.
No, I was asking for loans.
Right, on loans with the banks and institutions, yes, they're going to check your credit score and all that sort of stuff. And so, however, there are organizations out there that offer grants to help businesses get off the ground. It just involves a little bit of research to find out. But there are foundations, and some government agencies offer grants to raise money.
All right.
Offer grants to get you started. So the big difference is that they may be smaller amounts of money, but most grants are grants. You don't have to pay them back. Okay, so during the COVID crisis, the government was giving out grants to a lot of small businesses because of the suffering they were going through.
Which yeah. makes sense, and that might also explain why, and I know this is a completely unrelated topic, but that might also be why there's loan forgiveness now for somebody like me. I still had student loans that I had to pay back that I hadn't finished paying off by mm-hmm. the time the pandemic hit. So once all that went down, my student loans were put into, they haven't been totally wiped out yet, but they've been put on hold mm-hmm. this entire time. I haven't had to pay them back yet.
Right. Now one of the things to always think about, if you can't pay them, you can't. If you can, you can, but in many cases, you cannot. And in some cases, depending on where you go, your student loans may be exempt. They're not a part of where you are currently. But that comes from doing some of the research and finding out what agencies may offer grants.
Okay.
Okay, so the grants are for your business. You may get it personally, but they actually are designed to go into your business. Versus your student loan is your student loan.
Okay.
But it involves you checking into that, so that you have a knowledge of where those pools of money are, because you might pull together a business partner that can take advantage of the grants, whereby by some cases you can't.
It's basically like doing the research for a car, let's say, because if I look into, say, car X, but I could get a better option with car Y, do the research on both before you jump right in with what car you want. It's the same thing with loans and grants for your small business.
Well, a grant doesn't cost you anything. Grant's
right.
Free.
All right.
So a loan costs you enough. You got to pay interest on the loan.
Right.
So the difference between something where somebody gives you something because they want you to succeed versus you getting a loan to start off to succeed.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so those are different options that you could use based on your own personal preference or background, or just by doing the research and finding out who is offering these and what's the procedure or process that you have to go through to become eligible.
All right.
Right. So that's what you got to do in that case. You got to find out, are you eligible? Because they have restrictions, obviously. But that's what makes the difference between to help people to start their businesses or to get grants for things whereby they can't pay that back initially, or if they can get a grant, it's based on someone believing in you, wanting to help you succeed in whatever it is that you're trying to do. Anyway, so that's the best way to look at that one. Now, the last one before we go to break, some people know about this, and I'm going to say some people avoid it, some people don't know at all. Using friends and family members. Okay, using the people you know that you might think may have access to dollars and just asking them if they would have an interest in helping you to start your business. Now, that opens up a few doors. One is you could invite them to become a partner of your business so they have a stake in the business. Okay, another is just finding out if somebody is willing to give you money so that you can set up some sort of way letting them know how you're going to pay it back. And the third thing is possibly when you combine two people together, it's possibly that between the two of you, you have enough to go someplace else and get something from somebody else. But your friends already know you. That's one advantage. Your family knows you. And so it's very important to understand the difference between people who already know you. They know the type of person you are. Many of those people may want to help you, and many of those people may not want to help you, depending on the type of person that they know you to be. But it's always important to tell people what your idea is, because you never know who they know unless you tell them your idea. It was based on like who knows who that knows who that knows who. So the more you tell people what you're trying to do, the more doors you will find begin to open for people that are trying to help you do what it is that you're doing. So that's what I like to have you really think about doing. But we're going to take a short break right quick so you can hear something from our sponsors. You listen to myself, Gene Hodge, here talking about ways to get grants, and I have 10 of those ways to help you to find dollars for your business. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Money.
Most people want money. I'm laughing because I was watching Matt back there making things work. And so, but yes. If you're an entrepreneur, most likely you want some money, and most likely you want to find out how do you get some, and in most cases you need some to start. And so I'm going to ways that entrepreneurs can find some dollars to help get their businesses off the ground. That's what I'm talking about tonight. I have six or seven different areas that are available out there for anyone who's looking to start a business. And I've already covered, I went through getting SBA loans is one. There's lots of money out there through the government. They will give you some startup cash depending on the other pieces of your company that are together, but that's one way of getting that. There's something that's called microloans that the SBA also puts out there. They're smaller types of funds, but in some cases they have to do with not-for-profit lenders. They can also give you some funding to find those. And then the third thing that I talked about was personal business loans. Those are the types of loans whereby you can go to your bank or credit union and just borrow some money, but that depends on your past credit and all that sort of stuff. But you can borrow some money in order to get started, once you figure out how much you need. I don't know what levels they will. They will tell you how much they will allow you to borrow based on your past track record. But I'm guessing it could go anywhere from $1,000 up to possibly $10,000, depending on the type of a relationship that you have with your bank or credit union. Anyways, that's how you can do that. Get a personal loan just for your business. And that's something that would basically be you and having that business. And then the fourth one was grants. There are lots of grants that are out there for small businesses. You just need to find the resources whereby you can find out what grants are available. There are grants for veterans, for women type programs, as far as starting a business. And it's just a matter of doing a little research on different types of grants that are available. But grants, you don't have to pay back. Anyway, so it just depends on how much the organization is willing to give you. And it could be $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. It could be more in some cases. But these are grants. And the best way to find grants is to continue doing research. Search on organizations that give out grants, especially if there are changes in the way our environment works, like bad weather or catastrophe, anything like that, whereby some entity wants to help small businesses to keep going and get started. So grants are always available. However, it does require a little bit of research. But basically go out on the internet and type in grants for small businesses and see what pops up. see what organizations pop up, and then contact those organizations to find out if there are grants available, if there are grants coming up, find out what cycle they may offer grants and time cycles, and get to, and if possible, get to know those people if they're in your local area. If not, most likely they're probably going to send out an application for you to complete so they know something about you. It's always best if you can to do it in person. If it's close by, if possible, always see if you can go in and talk with another human. That's the best way that someone can see where you're at in terms of where are you based on trying to get dollars or funds for your business. And so I'm an advocate of saying if you can, show up in person. Because people make a lot of decisions when you show up in person. And the worst thing you can happen is when you do show up in person, they were expecting somebody else and you showed up. So the best thing, but anyway, so I'm making a suggestion as when you contact these organizations, see if you can get to some locally so you can explain your idea, your project. Find out the different types of grants that they might have. Because in some cases, there are different types of grants for different situations. So it's always best to ask what types of grants may be available to see which category you may fall into, or find out what category the people on the other end think you may fall into. You can always get guidance from the people who do this for a living. And so that's my suggestion on doing that. Then I went to family and friends and family. Most of us have friends, or we think we have friends. Most of us have friends until we ask them for money. Now, some of us have friends who will say, how much do you need or what do you need them for? Those are the types of friends that I would say those are your friends. So all they want to know is what are you going to use it for? In some cases, they may not care, depending on your relationship with your friends. Now, your family members, your brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and cousins, those are people that already may know you. And they know you have an idea or a project whereby they may want to help you to get that going and get it off the ground. And it doesn't hurt to ask. But I am going to say that it's fine to ask. Feel free to ask. Get into the habit of asking. But don't expect an instant yes right away. What you want to do is plant seeds.
Like the old saying goes, asking is not going to kill you.
Right.
The worst you're going to be told is no by one person, but then I could go down the block and ask somebody else, and that could potentially lead to a yes.
Right.
You just got to keep... Mm-hmm. You got to keep chipping away at it.
Well, you got to keep going. Now, you may get a no, but if you can, ask in a way whereby someone says, I'll think about it, which is not a no. If someone does give you a no instantly, well, tell them thank you. And if there's anyone else in the family that they might know. Anyway, so those are just some ways of getting around the no person, because you're going to get a few no people and no sayers. It comes along with life. But don't expect anyone to have an instant yes, which is possible, but you want to plant seeds so that they think about it. They think about you and what do you do, what are you trying to do, what do you want to do. Some may want to get involved with what you do. And that'll be great if all of a sudden you discover you have a partner or you have somebody that's going to give you an edge by giving you a little push along the way and helping you get off the ground. So think about those, but don't expect an instant yes or an instant no. But you want people to think about it and come back to you, or if they say follow back up with me in a couple of days, make sure, if possible, you can be there when they wanted you to show back up. Okay, when they wanted you to call them. Make sure you're the one that's on time. That's my suggestion in terms of talking to family and friends. And anyway, so that's what I would recommend, because Something may be right for one, but not right for the other. Okay, your business idea would be right for you, but depending on who you're talking to, that may not be the right idea that they might have for you at that time. Plus, they may not have it at that time. But your idea should be the same because it's yours. But tell everybody, friends, family, just tell people what it is that you would like to do and tell them what you're trying to raise in terms of dollars. And ask if any would like to help you to do that or become involved. Because you never know who they might know, whereby their recommendation could open some doors for you. Anyway, so that's something else that I'd like to have you just think about. And then there's credit cards. It's pretty easy in some cases for some people to get credit cards. In some cases, because of past history and things, it may be difficult to get a credit card. But using credit cards could also be a way of getting your business off the ground, depending on your limit. But using credit cards, if you can get credit cards, get credit cards. I know some people that have said that they went out and they got three or four different credit cards. They probably had the credibility to go get three or four credit cards, and they took the dollars and put them all together, and then they ended up with a bigger sum. But that's one way of raising the financing that you need, is to do it through credit cards. And right now, there's so many companies out there that are trying to give you the credit card because the name of the game is, can we get you in debt? So there's a lot of companies that are willing to give you dollars. The interest rates may be high, but that may not be important when you need the dollars just to get it off the ground, because you may find out you can get things off and pay that off or pay it down. But that's how you can possibly do that, is through the use of credit cards. And just search around for the companies that are willing to give you any type of credit card to get you started. And some cases of, I don't know, I've heard of credit cards that start you off at $150. And so credit cards can go from anywhere based on your past history and track record. Just find out. And find out if you choose, because you need more money, if you can get a second credit card. The first one may be the hardest, depending on your age and time and all that sort of stuff. But having credit cards is a way of getting some additional dollars to get your business started. In some cases, you may be able to give up some dollars in order to get a credit card that has more on it. I would suggest going to your bank or credit union to find out about those types of ways of getting the credit to get your business off the ground. Okay, so the first thing is to think about, what are your numbers? How much money would you like to have? How much money do you need? And think about ways that, how could you get that, if that's where we're going with that. But just think about it, because it's your idea. And once you know how much money you need, stay fixed on that number until you get some type of funding. Then you can raise that number, go after an additional loan. But it's getting started to help your business. So don't be afraid to go after a bigger loan once you got some dollars, whereby those dollars give you an advantage to going after a larger loan, because now you have a little bit more money to start paying it back. I mean, so think about building leverage that way as well. Anyway, those are ways. I'm just going to say that those are ways. I'm not suggesting using any. But those are ways. But it's time that we take a break, so hear something from our sponsors. I'll be right back giving out more tips to help ways to find money.
Hey, Tampa Bay. Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Stopping once you get started, whatever you do, don't stop. You're going to have ups and downs and all these obstacles that you're going to have to figure out a way to get up over and under, but don't let anything stop you, because that comes along with the business of becoming an entrepreneur. I'm giving out some ways that entrepreneurs can find some financial resources once they know how much resources they need to get started. Ways of entities out there that will allow you to possibly to find some additional funds in order to get your business started. So I talked about SBA loans, microloans, personal business loans that you can basically take out for yourself. The SBA loans, microloans, there's always an application involved. It's a matter of you applying for those types of loans and going through the paperwork, but in some cases they actually really will work out for you depending on your past history. There are grants that are available, grants you don't have to pay back. There are companies out there that there are foundations and government agencies that will give grants to help businesses to start. And so they're not loans, they're grants that you don't have to pay back. So it's worth for you to find out about how much money do you need to get started, or what type of financing, and then find out if there are grants available for you based on what it is that you're trying to do. But I do know that there are grants out there for veterans, for women's programs, people with disabilities. There are special grants out there that you may fit into or not, but do your research on just grants available and see what types of grants are available, and then where do you fall within the number of grants that you'll see, because there are large listings of organizations that have grant funds. And don't worry about the time of year, don't worry about the weather. Understand that grants get made up, or grants are available for all types of circumstances. And so you want to find out if there's some that fit your circumstances, because there's always somebody that's giving out grants. Lots of foundations, lots of agencies, but they're out there. You just got to be willing to go do a little homework to find out which ones might fit your need. So, then I mentioned friends and family. Most people have friends and family. Some you already know, some you never ask, and then there are those you may feel comfortable asking. So, if you have friends, it's important to tell them what it is that you're trying to do or would like to do, and how far along are you, because at this point, you'll be far enough along to say, based on my figures and numbers, this is how much money I'd like to raise or try to get, and is it possible that I could get some of that from you? And that could vary from the total amount that you need to just anything that starts a stepping stone that allows you to do that. But having family members, having extended family members, if they know what you're trying to do, some will offer to help, some will not. Some will offer to help you once they see you working in your business or getting it off the ground. Some will jump in once they know you're serious about it and go from there. So it's always important to tell them, where are you? What stage are you in terms of why do you need this money now? Okay, if you're at the beginning stage, they may not say, they may not believe in you and would hesitate. If you tell them what stage you're in, what you've gotten done so far, what you realize you need, it's very possible that some may offer to help you. Some may offer to help you in different ways by partnering up with you. Maybe they have the capabilities of getting funding and they want to protect their funding, or they want to be a part of your business. So make sure you let people know where are you within your business and why you're trying to raise the funds. And the other reason is because you don't know who they know. Then the other thing I mentioned was credit cards. Most likely, at this point in time, based on where we are as a country, there's a lot of companies out there trying their best to give away credit cards because they make their money off you using their credit cards. And so it's possible that you can get a credit card. The best way to find out is go to your bank or credit union or on the internet and find out whether you have enough credibility to get a credit card. Now, the amount may vary, but if you specify how much you would like to have, it's possible you may get it. It's possible you may not get it, but you may get a lower offer. And it's possible that once you know what the figure, what the actual number is around the number, it's possible that somebody will give you a credit card, but you can go right down the street and go to the next company and also say you'd like to get another credit card. Most likely, somebody's going to ask you if you already have one, and it's fine to say you have one or none. It's fine that no one will ask you that question because they like to be first. But you wouldn't know that unless you go find out, can you get a credit card? And you need to know if you can so that at least you all will always have that in your back pocket. If you can't get a credit card, it's important to know why you cannot get a credit card. You may have to clean up some past debts. You may have to clarify some mistakes that somebody finds in your research. But you need to find out how come you cannot get a credit card. Because that's the answer you need to know. It's whether you can or cannot. You can always choose to get it once you know you can. But if you don't know, you need to find out what you need to do in order to get a credit card. And doing that for yourself is number one. Doing it for your business is number two. Because you're going to be the one who gets authorized to have the credit card for your business. And so this is for startup. So once you know that, it may cost you money to register your business. So it's important to know what stage you're in so that you can justify what do you need the money for. Okay, so credit cards are great at certain times. But you need to find out, can you get one, and how much can you get one for? And in some cases, it requires you possibly to go to two or three different resources like banks, credit unions, those kind of places, just to find out, can you get one, and about how much? They're probably going to ask you how much anyway. So you have to have some sort of estimate so that you can justify what you're going to use it for. Anyway, so that's part of it. That's another way to do it. There's a lot of scammers out there as well. Be very careful what you do on the internet. But one of the best ways is to go find out. And one of the best ways to find out is to go to your local bank or credit union, because you want people to know who you are instead of a number, especially if you have an opportunity to get in front of people. Now, number seven is called crowdfunding. Okay. Crowdfunding is very popular for small businesses because it allows you to raise money based on sites, different types of websites out there. One's called Kickstarter, Indigo. These are sites where you can put up something that allows you to raise money. Okay, through crowdfunding. Okay, you put up something like a GoFundMe page. Tell people what it is that you're trying to do, and very possible people may run across you and say, I want to help. So these are just some ways. These are seven things that I've mentioned, seven ways of getting dollars or the financing you need to get your business started. Okay, I'm not talking about now that your business is up and running. I'm talking about to get your business started in case you don't have the funds. There are lots of places out there that will help you to get started. And basically what you need to know is how much do you think you need based on possibly you've gone through some figures. And once you know how much you need, then you know how much money to ask for. Okay? And if you think that you can do it fairly quickly, then you can always ask for more than what you need and see whether you get what you need. Okay, so I'd like to have you just think about that. But you'll find out that out the more you get in front of people. Once they know you're serious and you come back or you ask who else do they know and you go try different resources, you'll find that there are some resources out there where someone's going to be willing to help you. You just have to be willing to do your legwork. But it's all possible. It's all possible because that's what entrepreneurs do. And your only part of this is to have an idea, a product or service that makes sense to you, whereby you can go tell the others, this is what I want to do, would like to do, and this is how much I think I need to get started. And to find out, can you get the credit card to do that or the financing to do it? And so anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, was just to understand the loan options that are available out there for entrepreneurs. And I hear the music, which is Frank Sinatra singing My Way. And I'd like to have you know that when you start your business, you literally are going to be doing it your way because it's your idea and your thoughts. So go out and tell everybody what it is that you'd like to do. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up, but understand that you have an opportunity to go do it your way because it's your thought and your idea. So go out and make it happen and get it started. And stay tuned.